I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classics. Timing is a bit off. Our timing is
Don't
a bit off.
Don't be afraid.
So we were going to do this look back at our favorite horror films in time for Halloween, but it turns out we're about a week right. week off. Horror movies come out all year long, so let's talk about some of our favorites.
Okay.
What do you got?
My favorite, maybe your favorite, Shining.
Love it.
All right.
Love it. Especially, you know, we're staring down the barrel of Dr. Sleep coming out.
Yes.
The sequel. And I just don't even know how you do this. Stephen King hates The Shining. He hates Kubrick's adaptation.
Yes.
Which goes to show you what kind of taste Stephen King has. And I'm sure the changes he made bothered Stephen King.
Oh, yes.
You can't deny the cultural headlock The Shining has on us. So when this guy goes to make the sequel, Dr. Sleep, he's skirt both.
How do you do that? I know it.
He's going to pull in a little bit of the original and a little bit of the book.
All whatever. Right. Tell me this.
Yep.
What makes The Shining our favorite horror film?
What I love about The Shining is the pacing, the set design.
Yeah, the hotel. There's no other hotel like
that. Oh, my God. It's great. Yeah. You feel like you're in there. It's like the horror equivalent of Rick's Cafe, Overlook Hotel. It's such a definitive space.
Good. That's nice.
I love all the performances. I think Nicholson's performance for a while there, we kind of laughed at it as being hammy. But I think if you look at it now, these many years later, it's a really great performance. It's frightening.
Yeah.
He does convincingly devolve into
Well, I think that's the horror for me is that he's like he could be an ordinary guy.
Yeah.
And he devolves.
Yeah.
That's where when it gets closest to home for me is when it gets the scariest.
Right. These days, there's a lot of resonance to that domestic situation going south like that.
Yeah. All right. Give me your favorite after that.
John Carpenter's The Thing.
Okay.
Psychological thriller with these outrageous practical effects.
Yeah.
I love it. There is no The Thing creature because it takes different forms. The imaginative iterations of this thing, I just delight in them.
It's a great example because I think it's a companion piece in a completely different way from Alien 1979 where it's manifest.
Mm-hmm.
This ugly creature coming out of us.
Right.
Is it? And you're talking about imagination in the other, and this is talking about visually.
An Alien just a few years before, right? Set in space with them being picked off one by one.
Oh,
I
yes.
just think, right? Out in space in a confined space. Here, John Carpenter takes the concept, puts them down in the Arctic on Earth.
Oh, right.
And then has this thing sort of infect us. It's you get into that infection, body horror stuff.
Exorcist.
It's the best.
It is.
That movie disturbed me so much as a child. Like, it has haunted me for years.
It this came out in 73. I had already graduated from college in Georgetown.
Yeah.
And the famous steps.
Yes.
I took more than one young lady down those steps. And I look back, as I say, the thing that catches me is always when it's very personal.
Uh-huh.
Well, man, I walked down those steps to M Street.
Right.
Numerous times. So to see him flipped over those.
Yeah, yeah.
Is really cool. Right, and it gets close.
Right. I love American Werewolf in London.
Okay. Good one.
It's a beautiful, a perfect blend of comedy and horror.
Yeah.
Again, the practical effects are astounding. His transformation scene really gives you a sense of what it might be like to actually turn into a werewolf.
Yeah. In a different way, 1991's The Silence of the Lambs is a great horror film. And that's because he's so quotable. Much of what Hannibal Lecter does is through language.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than, as you were talking about, having the object.
What a great way to look at the power of language.
Oh.
He's orchestrating all of that with words.
I know he is.
It is just fantastical enough, but it's rooted in this real horror of serial killers among us.
Well, talking about not real, but real, Jaws.
God. Yeah, I don't even think that's a horror movie.
Yeah, okay, it's arguable.
It's an adventure with some horror elements. The Island of Lost Souls, which is one of the first adaptations of H.G. Wells' The Island of Dr. Moreau.
Oh, okay.
It's got Charles Laughton. It is still a very creepy movie.
Yeah.
But the makeup effects are just weird and off, and they're still a little unsettling.
There are people who would say Psycho's a horror film.
Mm-hmm. Probably the grandfather of all contemporary horror movies.
Blair Witch Project.
You don't see
no
anything.
Monster.
It's all tonal, smoke and mirrors.
Yep. Yeah. But our audience is well prepared for Dr. Sleep.
Yeah, if they haven't gone to sleep already. Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the full shows online at wcbe.org.
Here's Johnny.